Hello and welcome back to Have I Got Lemons For You. As usual, I'm joined by Max Kerslake, but today our other team captain is Liz Bass.
Hello.
Hello. Max is joined by the Lemon Press's president, Louis.
Hi.
And Liz is joined by the deputy illustrator, who's done our wonderful new front cover, Josh Rees.
How's it hanging?
How is everyone today?
Pretty good. I've been asleep for most of the day, like a hibernating bear.
I struggled to find the space. It's like a liminal sort of void thingy-majig.
Yeah.
I spent most of the day just being cold.
I think everyone did, to be honest.
It was snowing this morning.
Yeah, that's why I'm dressed like a James Bond villain right now. I've got a turtleneck on. I came here in a leather jacket. It's freezing in York.
If it's 3 degrees, but it feels like -7, according to Apple.
It's the wind chill.
Ooh. I have my URY jumper just in case it gets colder.
Is that a URY name drop there?
Yes, it is.
For audio only listeners, Liz is holding up her jumper.
Yeah, URY quarter zip, maybe the least Tory quarter zip on the planet.
Okay, do you want to get started with the show?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay, so first one is for Max and Louis. Yeah?
Yeah.
What has Trump demanded from the BBC over the last week or so?
Basically, the BBC released a new episode of Panorama, which is their kind of like documentary series. They cover all sorts. They released it about January 6th, right? And this was only aired in the UK. I need to preface it with that point. And it's not been distributed on any of the US BBC channels because that's not under their jurisdiction. Donald Trump is suing them for $1 billion because of how they edited his speech on January 6th to make it look like he incited direct violence.
Yeah.
Which I can understand how that argument could be made, but watching the actual footage, which everyone did when January 6th happened, I'm sure, it's pretty easy to tell that it was mainly just cut to save a bit of time. Obviously not great that Donald Trump is suing the only real public broadcaster in the UK that doesn't use adverts at all. I mean, don't get me wrong, the BBC's got its problems, but Donald Trump suing them for $1 billion is definitely the biggest.
Yeah.
To the point where the BBC Director General and one of their other head people, head honchos, has resigned. And from what I've heard, everyone in the BBC is in a constant panic.
Yeah.
And they're all very worried about losing their jobs.
I feel like they're pretty much in a constant panic anyway, to be honest.
My sister teaches the kids of one of the reporters, presenters on the BBC.
Yeah.
And they had parents' evening the other week, and my sister said that this reporter was not having a good time. She apologised and said, it's just not been a good day at the BBC.
Yeah. Anything to add, Max?
It's a lot. I mean, if 6 billion, I think, is the BBC's annual budget last year. So
isn't he basically suing the UK government, in a way, in how the money funnels through?
Yeah, kind of.
The government have said that no taxpayer money will be going to any kind of laws.
Yes, so expect armed TV licensed men to start breaking down your door for that extra 100 quid. They are going to start collecting it like they're on a mission. But it's important to remember, you know, Keir Starmer's come out and said they need to sort their own house out about a week ago now, and he's not said anything else on it. He's not actually fighting for the BBC, which is a very interesting take from him.
He's got to sort out his house first before he sorts out their house.
We'll get to that later.
But no, Keir Starmer, our lovely, lovely Prime Minister, who is well liked by everyone.
Very popular.
He's basically done nothing. People have been asking him, MPs,
is that just his
all
whole
sorts.
Career or?
Yeah. Everyone's been asking him to like do something, because if the BBC goes, we lose quite a lot. If it experiences a massive hit, we're going to lose a lot of really good original content coming from UK creatives. I mean, EastEnders is a national institution, sadly. That's not me calling that, designed by UK creatives, but it's definitely important.
The next Christmas special of Doctor Who.
Yeah, exactly. Doctor Who's going to be sold off to Netflix.
Yeah.
But also,
they don't want to touch it.
Have you heard the rumour that apparently it'd be sold to Paramount, Josh?
Who wants to buy Doctor Who this way? It is like a two-cent proposition.
They were talking about Doctor Who Society yesterday. The rumour is that Doctor Who will get sold to Paramount.
That's a key source of information.
That's going to fund the lawsuit.
Yeah. There's a rumour that everything's going to be sold off to Paramount.
Yeah, pretty much. But one thing that I found interesting was that, you know, immediately after this Trump lawsuit came out, or this threat of it at the very least, a couple of politicians got some people from the BBC to talk about the kids' entertainment they make. CBeebies is home to some of the only kind of good, free, accessible, educational kids content in the UK.
Horrible Histories.
It's also
CBeebies
is the
as well.
It's a profitable channel, I do believe.
Well, yeah, CBeebies makes a lot of money, but the problem is that if that goes, there's not really going to be any kind of sustainable, free kids educational content, because otherwise you just have to go onto YouTube, yeah. which is full of all sorts of horrors. Yeah, YouTube's not a good place to have kids in general.
Strange adverts.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Did you see the thing about them delivering the lawsuit to the wrong address?
I believe it.
Yeah, they're gonna be working Pudsey Bear like a dog. Aren't they,
Pudsey Bear's working on that bomb.
Yeah, Pudsey Bear's gonna be like at every event. He's gonna be every Christmas light switch on this month.
Louis, he's not real. He's an animated character.
I've met him. Okay, he's not animated. He's a real guy in a suit. I've met him.
He's named after a village in Yorkshire.
Mm. Yeah, I've been through it on the train quite a few times. But yeah, I think that's really it for the BBC. I mean, Trump's always big talk. But the thing is...
that is just it for the BBC.
No,
that's the end.
Realistically, I don't think the BBC is going to get tanked by this, because at the end of the day, Trump's either going to die before this goes through. He is quite old. Yeah. Or he's just going to forget about it. Or even better... No one's going to care because at the end of the day, do you really think they're going to try and take a billion from one of the biggest broadcasters in the world?
Or if he does follow through, there is always a good chance he'll lose because, as you said, the cuts were mostly for time.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a very weak argument, and it seems like a desperate attempt by someone who is being torn at by wolves in his own party.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, to stabilize some power.
It's called a slap suit. It's well, in some districts, you can literally just say this is...
I'm familiar. I've seen H3H3. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
And we talk about Paramount. They've also had a few. You know, he's been throwing them around in America.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Got Stephen Colbert fired. Yeah.
Any thoughts, Max?
Yeah, well, I think the legal basis is, did it affect Trump's in his recent election? And I think the answer is generally no.
I don't even think it was shown around the election.
When was it broadcast?
I think November of 2024, but only in the UK.
So, sorry, where is he planning on suing then?
I think he's issuing the lawsuit in Florida because they did check, but I'm not entirely sure.
But then what jurisdiction does a Florida court have in this case?
It's the US president. They'll find him. He's also paying a lot of money.
Give me a jurisdiction.
He's a resident of Florida, Mar-a-Lago.
There's no since it was not broadcast. It was not broadcast on BBC America.
Yeah, I think it's just empty threats. At
the end defamation of the day. In the United States. In order for a defamation suit to happen in a state, the defaming thing has to have happened in that state.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could make that argument, but at the same time, Donald Trump does not care. He's just doing it to. Yeah. Intimidate. But
yeah.
Maybe the editor was on
holiday. It's not about the money. We all know he's a very rich man. But he tells us every time. Yeah. But.
I'm saying it's not a legal... This isn't a legal threat. This is, will the government bend over to an authoritarian?
Very absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different question. Not a better question, but a different question.
Look, all I'm saying is this Labour government will go any direction if there's money.
We're talking about Puddy twerking on the pole. I think he's going to get on the pole too.
Have you ever seen old cartoons? You know, like when they float towards the scent of pie? That's a Labour government towards the scent of an authoritarian right-wing friend.
It does seem that way.
But that's my piece on the BBC.
Sometimes.
Well...
That would imply Keir Starmer has any instinct except floundering.
Very true. He's a real fish out of water in any situation.
Yes.
He's not a fish, he's a human.
Have you ever seen him talk about how he comes from like a working class background? He just looks uncomfortable every time. His skin shudders. It's scary. He like his whole body reverberates.
Yes. This is the news that Trump is suing the BBC as a consequence of this. Tim Davey resigned. Along with the CEO of News, which I think is a bit of a stupid title anyway.
Not the York News, is that a
news? No, we don't have a CEO. No.
Yet.
No, not yet. No.
You're going to impose it authoritarian.
Vision does have a managing director, though. Yes.
Nobody cares about this, Will.
Yeah, he's cooked you there, Will, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, on to the next one for Liz and Josh. Figures associated with Keir Starmer have been briefing against a particular figure. Who?
Is it West Streeting?
It is.
Rumours that he was planning on overthrowing Keir Starmer in a bloodless and spineless coup.
Except there were a lot of blood and a lot of spine. I don't get it though, because Keir Starmer's own team leaked it as if it was some sort of show of power that like we know he's gonna do this and now he's gonna have to be interviewed by people, but it just makes them look more weak. It was a really bad decision there.
I'm upset you haven't mentioned that he had to come out and say he didn't kill John F. Kennedy Jr. that was the only thing I've seen from that whole West Street.
But he's still
thing.
Not sure about the moon landings.
Well, no, he was talking about celebrity traitors, wasn't he? He was trying to seem human.
No, that was what I was going to say. Is his response to the whole thing was just an odd combination of traitors references and conspiracy theories, which I don't really know what he thought he was achieving.
He was the traitor.
He has like little charisma compared to Alan Carr. You know,
they're bringing Chatty Man back.
Yeah, Westring could never be a chatty man. It's like a wooden block if it took human form.
I don't think anyone in Labour's got any charisma apart from once he got Rayner out.
He's like an uncarved Pinocchio being turned into a
real
Labour
students.
So Ed Miliband does have Riz, but I think they're gonna bin him off.
Well, they've systematically purged anyone with charisma or ideals from the party.
There weren't many to begin with, let's be real, it's politicians, guys.
Yeah, what was Keir Starmer's response to all this?
He was just like, Keir Starmer's usual response. He was sort of just like,
What was that, Max?
Max is like, he's like on the ground. He's like, Max is live at the scene. Throw to Max.
He's outside 10 Downing Street as we speak.
The Prime Minister is exiting his house right now, Max.
he's about to assault Steve Bray and steal his boombox.
I do remember the BBC had an article around it, which is, allies say Keir Starmer intends to fight leadership challenge. And it's like, it's a challenge.
I mean, I didn't understand the whole West thing anyway, because if you know anything about his parliamentary majority, you don't want that guy in his PM. He won by like 150 something votes.
He's not a good man on certain LGBTQ plus rights is all I'm going to say.
Oh, what, the trans ones?
Yeah, West Street allegedly hates trans people, allegedly. But his policies indicate that
other transphobic people are available.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
we haven't invited West Streeting to comment on this.
Of course. That's what I'm saying, allegedly.
Can we invite him on the show?
This would be a big launch for his leadership thing. Yeah.
This is unrelated. I reckon we could probably get a Reform MP on here. Do you think we could get Zach Polanski?
I reckon
on
we
here?
Could get Zach.
I think we get Zach.
I have genuinely considered reaching out to Zach and
should we write to Zach Polanski? Because he seems like a cool enough dude.
I feel like he would do it.
Has he got lemons?
Probably likes lemons. He looks like a lemon eater, whatever that means.
Surely lemon eaters look extremely miserable because.
Well, he's always angry, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's an angry man.
I don't blame him.
He always swears as well.
What, Zach Polanski?
Yeah, he swore a lot in his speech where he got voted in as Green leader.
Just hates the environment.
It's a new regime for the Greens.
Did you see, also, this is breaking. Did you see an MP said that they would resign their seat so that Andy Burnham can take it? Yeah, it happened like half an hour ago.
I did, but I literally can't remember his name as I'm speaking, but I know exactly who it is. I can imagine him. I could like visualize. I could draw a picture of him in front of us right now. He's a Corbynite.
Yes, he's a member of the Socialist Campaign Group.
What's his name?
Clive Lewis.
Yeah, that's it, Clive. He said that he will resign Andy to take his seat.
He believes more in the country than his own constituency, is what he said.
It's considered less important to the BBC than Instagram being banned in Australia.
Australia doesn't exist, guys.
No, there's no proof. This is for everyone now. What is rumoured to be happening in Rachel Reeves' budget?
Terrible, terrible things for poor people like me, myself and I. I think the main thing that people are worried about will be any kind of taxes that attack small business, because to be honest, they're already dying. I gather that it's quite hard if you don't already have substantial financial backing, which a lot of people don't. To take a business off the ground, you would need like a Herculean miracle in order to survive.
Lucky Hercules in the studio today!
And he's here with us today. No,
you wouldn't be able to afford him.
No, you wouldn't be able to afford
his appearance fee.
Yeah, you know, we looked at getting a cameo from him and he said it's like 5 drachmas. We don't have 5 drachmas.
Got him for Nigel Farage instead.
To be honest, it just seems like more of the same, where people who are already at a disadvantage are just going to get beaten down even further. The problem with this Labour government is, and I think the only reason they won last year was because we were so fed up with the Tories, but it just looks like they're doing a sequel, albeit under a red font.
And also the fact that Reform split the Conservative vote.
Well, yeah, that also helped. Yeah. Definitely worked in my hometown. Yeah. Bye-bye, Damien Moore.
As did URY's election night broadcast, and the other analyst pointed out that Labour's share of the vote hadn't actually increased. It's just the...
Corbyn got more votes.
Yeah, no, it's insane, isn't it? But Rachel Reeves, I just don't know what goes through her head. Honestly, it seems like... I'm no tax expert, guys. I do biology. So I'm just going to phrase that now. But it seems like it's more an attack on smaller people and poorer people than it would be.
I don't mean to dox myself, but she's very local to my area, as in where she's from. But we don't claim her.
To offer some balance, she wants to tax milkshakes or something like that. Doesn't
oh yeah, no, prepared
a disastrous
milk drinks,
idea.
That's a bad idea.
So I got one of those like
so few levers you can actually pull. I mean, that's only bad if you're a cow.
Well, you know, like those coffee tins that like I've actually drank one now. Stuff like that will be going up in price or have its sugar lowered as a part of the milkshake tax.
Like those iced coffee things you get.
Max, they kept me alive during placement.
How do we define a milkshake? What's the legal?
It's like a milk milk containing drink like this, right?
HMRC will get involved as soon as they have legally declared the difference between a cake and a biscuit for tax purposes.
They're like sharks in the water and they smell blood, and the blood is money.
They're going to be storming Five Guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Five Guys.
Those are already expensive enough as well.
Hey, the burgers are good. It's worth it.
They're going to have to fire one of the guys just to make ends meet.
They're going to have to rebrand to Four Guys, maybe.
They're going
to
do ice style raids on Five Guys.
Yeah, they're just going to steal all their ice cream. It's like a Despicable Me plot.
When he freezes all the guys.
But yeah, no, there's not really much else you can tax. The one thing I don't understand is why they... They have been saying that they're going to get rid of the two-child benefit cap. But
yeah.
Why didn't they just do it sooner? It would have spared so many people
It's got to allow for the drum roll.
No. This is a funny thing. So basically, during Labour conference, they leaked it to The Guardian that they would be doing it because Labour conference was going so badly that they needed anything possible to try and get
whoever's in
anything.
Charge of leaking stuff in the
but then
yeah.
but
terrible.
Then
they're no Malcolm Tucker
they
yeah
no Malcolm
they seem
Tucker.
To have forgotten about it until a few weeks ago when the budget speculation started.
Easily done. They got a lot on their plate, you know.
Yeah. To be fair though, their conference didn't go as bad as like the Reform or Tories. I saw the TikToks of ITV News interviewing young Tories and young Reform members, and I thought to myself,
what?
I can believe these kids were homeschooled, and that's all I'm going to say on the matter. I can believe these kids have had no real world experience or have never seen any like a big city transport. They probably never left their farm. Yeah. You know, mom, pa. No, I'm kidding. That's really
they were still in the
farmers.
Wellies. They were still in the wellies.
Yeah, the wellies, the red chinos, and the tweed jacket.
And they spelt Britian exactly how it should be.
Yeah, no, to be honest, any political party conference is, I think, an embarrassing event to go to unless you're a journalist or a part of that party, like as an actual worker or employee.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could
don't be there.
Or you could do what Matt Walsh did for the DNC last year and just put on a fake, just put on a pair of glasses and pretend to be in disguise.
Is this the same Matt Walsh who has said some very
interesting things?
This is the same Matt Walsh.
What taxes has she used to rule out going up?
I don't know. I think I just saw that Starmer is refusing to bring up the, is refusing to freeze some tax. I'm not sure what.
The only one that she has actually ruled out is income tax.
Oh. Surprise, surprise.
Because initially, this is how Labour works, okay? So you say something, right? And then you see that everyone hates it. Yeah. And then the next week, you say the complete opposite thing.
Mm. Yeah. Sir Keir Starmer, this was earlier today, Sir Keir Starmer refuses to rule out extending freeze on income tax thresholds. It's insane, right? Because you could be someone earning like peanuts and you will still get taxed more than someone, like disproportionately taxed more than someone who owns a massive company.
Well, those poor people should pay the Labour Party more to represent their interests.
I don't think the Labour Party have represented any working class person in maybe about 30 years. Yeah. Tony Blair did damage.
Was it Tony Benn who basically said that the more to the centre Labour goes, the worse their governing get?
There haven't been many Labour governments. If you think
there's been about five.
Yeah.
Clement Attlee set him up for a goated run.
Attlee is the goat. Attlee's the goat.
The 20s, the 40s, the 60s.
The 70s.
Do we count the 60s and 70s one as the same one? Or
no, it's two different ones.
Yeah, there was a gap. There was a gap.
Yeah, it was a gap, but it was the same Prime Minister. Obviously, the Blair one. And then that would be about six then.
This is the news that Keir Starmer is probably going to put up taxes in the next budget, as well as the fact that there seemed to be a lot of infighting in Labour as well.
What else is new?
They've just announced that Neil Coyle will be joining a committee, and that is relevant to our society because he sinophobically abused former editor of the Lemon Press, Henry Dyer, in Parliament.
Oh, crazy. Wow.
and subsequently got banned from all parliamentary bars. This is true, by the way. This is for Max and Louis. Which member of the royal family has been in big trouble recently?
I'll let you have this one, Max.
What is his new name? Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
That's it.
Yeah. Double barrel.
What?
Now.
What have you done?
Yeah.
I love them. What?
A famously innocent person, that.
Max, what do you think about our man Andy, who has now been stripped of every title he ever had?
I mean, he's been stripped.
I can't help. I mean, I do sometimes feel a little bit sorry for him because officially he hasn't done anything wrong. That doesn't mean that he hasn't.
Yeah, but we all know.
Yeah. But to his defense, we should say that he does profusely deny any of the allegations.
Yes. Well, he can't sweat, guys. He can't sweat.
It was probably a bit late, really. And,
I think a lot of other people have had the same opinion that Charles is doing this now so that when William eventually comes into power, this won't linger over him. Because obviously the Queen, Andy was her favorite. The Queen never would have done that to her favorite son. Charles does not care. He understands that if the monarchy is to survive another kind of generation, he needs to cut loose the fat. Yeah, cut the wheat from the chaff. And in this case, it's, you know, his noncy brother, allegedly. But the thing is about Andrew, I think a great British ability that everyone who is British, no matter where you come from, if you grew up here, you can always tell a nonce from a mile away. And I think that...
My man didn't with Rolf Harris. He signed a book for me.
Yeah, I met Rolf Harris, but this is, you know, sometimes they're really good at masking. like Dream from Dream SMP. That's a relevant reference, isn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Is that an allegation?
No, that's alleged. I mean, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor is, what, set to appear in front of Congress soon?
He is.
I wonder if he will turn up, because it's not looking good if, you know, he is in those files.
Yeah, to be fair, there aren't many. Being a paedophile does not disqualify you from appearing before Congress, as we now know.
Yeah, very.
Because they were ancient. You're not going to have any interest in those guys.
Also, he'll also be appearing before a spending committee in this country as well.
Really? Oh, what about his expenses?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so
about,
screwed.
About the Royal Lodge.
Yeah, well,
they've sent a request in for all files related to it.
Well, I've been looking at some of the articles on this as it's come out over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
There were talks of sending him to, I think it was Norfolk.
Norfolk worse than death.
Yeah. The Norfolk estate, where they only really go at Christmas. So he'd just be alone, pretty much.
You're not going to El Salvador to the
no, not El Salvador. But also Abu Dhabi was one that I heard about because I think the ruler of Abu Dhabi, I'm not sure who it is or whatever country that is a big fat. Yeah,
it's the UAE.
Yeah, the ruler of the UAE. He would obviously probably want to have Andrew over there because it's a bit of prestige.
Yeah,
but it'd effectively be imprisonment. You know, it's like Napoleon in exile.
Yeah.
The second time.
Yeah, they didn't work the first time.
It's crazy for me to think that in my lifetime I've seen a royal stripped of all his titles for being being allegedly a nonce. which I'm sure a lot of them could have been in the past, you know.
We wouldn't know about it.
We wouldn't know. I wasn't there. But it's just crazy to think that.
We have had some Nazis previously.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, one.
but Andrew effectively has screwed up the golden ticket in life. Imagine being born into a power of immense wealth and status and reputation. Yeah. You never have to do anything. You never have to lift a finger a day in your life, and you still end up doing this and getting everything taken from you. Can you imagine him trying to cook for himself? It's going to be like watching your flatmate and freshers learn how to use an oven for the first time.
Yeah, don't be surprised if sometime next year it's Prince Andrew burns to death making salads.
No, it'll just be Andrew.
We can't
call him that anymore. He's the artist formerly known as.
Technically, we're waiting for an act of parliament to take away his titles.
Yeah, true.
I
think the king can only bestow but cannot revoke.
Interesting. I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, the last two times it has been an act of parliament, yeah.
Yeah, but the whole argument they would take up too much time is a load of rubbish, because the last two times it took up a morning.
Yeah.
Does anyone object to taking these titles away?
No. Where is he going instead of the Royal Lodge then?
It's looking most likely, if he's not going abroad to the UAE or some other far-flung place, they're just going to ditch him at the Norfolk. What is it, Sandringham?
Yeah.
In Norfolk.
For him.
No, because he's just going to be stuck down. He's going to be isolated. I don't feel bad because he's still incredibly wealthy.
I like the idea of him going to Abu Dhabi like Napoleon and then coming back for 100 days. Like, do you not remember me? Yeah. I was the Queen's favourite son. Yeah. He amasses an army. He takes back over.
I don't want to say who would be in his army, but they probably have a certain political persuasion. Yeah. I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's been...
You can find out on our Patreon for just $5.99.
Yeah. He's been sent to a cottage in Sandringham.
Yeah, he's going to be living like...
the garden.
Literally like a student. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in like an annex pretty much.
Yeah.
Or like a port, the royal equivalent of a port cabin classroom.
Annex is just a posh word for another house.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you think they're going to just hunt him for sport when they get bored?
Well, no. He's,
William
he's,
will.
He's yeah. just going to be there. I mean, at Christmas, they might not even let him in the main house. Yeah. That's something I saw said and I thought, good, don't let him near the kids.
They'll get. They'll send the presents to him via royal mail. Yeah.
a couple of slices of turkey under the door.
I think he was spotted the other day. I think it might have been on the Windsor estate, just horseback riding with female aid.
It is good to point out that he's refusing to leave the Royal Lodge until the new year.
Yeah, no, they'll find a way to get him out. can we
get to see a royal eviction?
Do you think they have royal bailiffs?
A series of can't pay, we'll take
it. Yeah, yeah. they should do a Christmas special where on Christmas Day they take him from Windsor and they leave him at Sandringham. And I think it would get the most views out of any kind of special done in the last 20 years.
We talk about saving the BBC. I think this is the project that could save the BBC.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, realistically, do you think he can fight anyone? Look at him. Maybe in his prime, but, you know, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor is old now. He's like, what, 60?
Yeah.
His kids probably should be embarrassed to be seen with him, because can you imagine your dad fumbling the greatest... Yeah. And the greatest place to be born in life.
His ex-wife doesn't seem to particularly like him at the moment either.
Just like imagine being born in the most prestigious family ever and you find yourself in Woking Pizza Express. Like, well, even there you've gone wrong.
Hey man,
as someone who dines there regularly, I can tell you it's not a bad one.
No, I'm a big Pizza Express fan person.
You have been that one in Soho that has the jazz club in the basement. It's actually not that bad.
I've been to that one.
Jazz club in the basement, do you mean they walk down and lock the door?
No, it's like an actual jazz club. It's actually really impressive. But no, yeah, why would he be there? I mean, I've seen footballers at Pizza Expresses, # Steven Gerrard at Southport's Pizza Express 2009. I think he hit a kid that year.
He dunks in Steven Gerrard there.
He doesn't, I don't think he lives in Merseyside anymore. Yeah. But
he was in Saudi for a bit.
Not since the accident.
Well, you know, like our man Andrew, he was a big fan of the Middle East, as are a lot of footballers when they age out of it.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the money that comes with going there.
Look, I think at the end of the day, they needed to do this a lot sooner, as Will said earlier, because it does seem a bit too little too late. They are forever going to be tainted, at least this string of royals, by the fact that one of their more prominent working royals was good friends with a prolific paedophile. I also think he was friends with Savile, which is quite funny. Yeah. But
Louis, could you give me your top three paedophiles of all time?
I don't know if I want to rate this, but I think out of most prolific, it definitely have to be Epstein, Maxwell is second, and Savile is third.
Can we put the entirety of the Catholic Church in court?
Oh yeah, you've missed out a big group.
I don't know them by name.
Yeah, that's the news that Andrew's getting kicked out of his estate in the Royal Lodge.
Bet you wish his no-fault evictions came in sooner, eh?
Yeah. The end of the national news round, Max and Louis have 5 points and Liz and Josh have 2.
Yeah.
We're now
when will we even draw in? Yeah. Yeah. Who's counting?
We're now moving on.
Points in this game?
Yes. We're now moving on to the international news round. For Liz and Josh, what has been alleged about Donald Trump recently?
He gave oral sex to either Bill Clinton or a horse.
You went into that full force. I was in a build to it. But Putin has a video of him blowing Bubba. Who Bubba is, you know, it's a mystery.
It's a photo, allegedly.
Oh, photo. Apologies. And yeah, Bubba is alleged to be Bill Clinton. How he felt during the 2016 presidential race seeing two of his lovers.
Well, yeah, it does change it, doesn't it? It explains why he was so vicious to Hillary. Yeah.
It would make a great film. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Clinton seeing both his lovers against each other in 2016. He's like, who do I vote for?
Yeah. Someone repurposed that. I think it was Kamala's tweet that she joked January 20th, 2017. Her husband will have slept with the President of the United States.
This is unrelated, but have you ever seen that tweet she made where happy birthday to the future president and it's never been taken down and people repost it every year?
Yeah.
It's quite funny, but yeah, continue.
Well, Clinton 2028, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is part of a larger thing that he was involved with the previously mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. Who has he turned against as a result of all this?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because, well, it's all changed now. This is another sort of, the news has pivoted again, because he was very like, don't release the files, don't release the files.
Yeah.
But But now he magically wants to. Now everyone wants to release the files. Well, maybe someone's changed everyone, something in those files. Yeah.
Everyone except one Congress Republican who didn't get told that they had changed their position in time.
He missed the meeting. Come on.
He missed the message on the company Slack.
Yeah. He also wasn't wearing the matching outfit that everyone else was wearing.
Yeah, and she seems to have changed her whole political views. All of her political views.
She was the one that read the Big Beautiful Bill like 10 days after voting on it and was like, you know, I actually don't agree with what I just voted for.
No, but she's like, she's been MAGA forever.
Yeah, she is. She, in the January 6th riot, when there were people trying, literally trying to hunt down and kill Democrats, she was live tweeting where the Congress people were being moved to.
But now she's like going on all the TV channels. She's like, we have to bring people together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's clip farming.
I think probably she's realised that Donald Trump is probably not going to be around for much longer.
Have you seen that clip where she refuses to speak to a journalist because they're British?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm from an authoritarian country.
I think that was the BBC, actually.
Yeah, it was the BBC.
Crazy. And then the guy goes, I've got a question. Just ask the same question.
Yeah.
It all started before, man, with her.
No, but I guess to interject, one thing that a lot of people are saying about Marjorie Taylor Greene's radical shift is that you can't forgive because she's done some despicable things and said some despicable things in the name of MAGA. I mean,
she's not. She's also not become an angel now.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, the Democrats will still accept her. They need to make a trade for John Fetterman. You know, the Republican Frankenstein.
Yeah. He had a heart attack.
Yeah. You know, I think he had a heart attack. He had a stroke, and then after getting severe brain damage, he became a Republican. This is true.
Yeah. He got the severe brain damage and became a Republican, and now he's had a heart attack. So people think, does he now switch back to being a Democrat?
That's how most people find their way into
the thing is, guys, this isn't like an alleged connection. This is actually, we could probably prove this because, you know, as soon as he came back after suffering from brain damage, he started being a lot more right wing, which is insane, isn't it? What does that say? But no, Marjorie Taylor Greene harassed Parkland school shooting survivors and all sorts of people. So, you know, what you'll see in a lot of American liberal circles is that like, oh, look at her, she's doing such a good pivot. Yeah. She's now on our side, guys. That was a terrible accent. But yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare for anyone in the MAGA movement who isn't, you know, pulling their weight or doesn't want to get in line with the company policy.
Yeah, it was weird because after the news had come out that Trump was wanted people to vote for the release of the Epstein files, there then was a thing on, I think it was the BBC, that said that he had vetoed it again, but then he switched back again and said they can vote for it.
How are they going to drop these files? Are they going to like upload it to the
Google Drive? Google Drive.
They're going to put it on their Patreon.
They'll do what they just did before and just print them out and give them to like right wing influencers and just send them out.
They're going to print out frame by frame the Bubba clip.
Yeah, it's going to Donald Trump.
We're
going to
see a meme of that video before we even see.
It'll be you know, like a flip book, a flip book of Trump. Bubba, if this is true.
Donald Trump is going to go up on stage and say, under your desk you will find the first clue for where the first page of the files are.
What is worse, Clinton or a horse? Louis, you have to...
All I'm saying is that Bill Clinton is one dirty dog.
Yeah.
So that's the nicest way I could phrase it, but it's probably him.
Yeah.
Because then I could get money in a lawsuit or have my reputation destroyed.
Did you see that thing where someone like asked him about it and he just smiled?
Oh.
He also said he's going to hell, so... I mean, the famous clip where he's like, I'm not going to hell.
He knows.
Bill Clinton has been...
Trump said that as well, actually.
Yeah. Being acute... Yeah, Bill Clinton has been being accused of having sex with random people since the 90s. I'm sure he's used to it by now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't it start before? I think it might have started in the
80s. Oh, yeah, he's been... It's been a lot big part of his life for a long time.
One scandal per decade.
Someone I forget who online said, we may be facing another instance of a president being brought down by Bill Clinton having sex.
If this is true, if there is solid verifiable proof that Trump did blow Bill Clinton, you know, gave him top, I think that you would still see a lot of MAGA Republicans willfully ignoring it because and deeming it AI or fake news because if they accept that is true and that they've been following a man who goes against everything they believe in, their brains will break in a way that we have never seen before.
I mean, it is funny. People have been like compiling like all these like clues. Yeah. Like when Donald Trump said that he was going to kiss that guy at a rally.
But people are proper like nuts stuff like about that kind of stuff. But no, their brains would break. So I don't think they could physically turn on their glorious leader because what you know, their lives yeah. have no meaning at that point. Their like psyche would just shatter.
Yeah,
they've got to pull down the wallpaper, you know. Yeah,
It's basically what happened in post-war Germany, where you had a lot of people who had basically very loudly supported the Nazi Party, realizing that the people they'd been cheering on to be shot were just other people in their town.
I think, like any good horrible right-wing movement in history, what happens after will be probably the more interesting part. Yeah.
Have I Got Lemons For You? Would like to clarify that we're not equating the Republican Party and the Nazi Party.
Oh, yeah,
no,
the Republican Party are definitely not like the Nazi Party because the Republican Party did not exterminate that many people. However, they are very nationalistic, but not to the same level.
No. This is the news of the Epstein files, which have been rumoured for a long time to include Trump. And he's been going all over the place on it.
They've been talking about these files for like literally pre-Brexit happening.
Since he was arrested.
Yeah. First time in 2010.
Yeah, no, I think they got him in 2006 or 2008 and then they got him again in 2011.
Yeah.
And then they got him one last time and then he mysteriously died.
The iconic Premiere Pro clip where you can see the cut in the video.
Yeah.
They cut it the exact minute where he killed himself. Why would they cut it that exact?
Oh yeah, no, you could actually see the metadata. They didn't know how to remove it.
This is what happens when idiots try and do cover-ups.
They teach us that in film and television in York Uni.
The one useful thing from your degree, how to cover up the suicide
if
of
the Republican Party are looking for a famous new intern to cover up.
And also, if anyone on the Lemon Press Committee mysteriously dies within the next few hours,
it'll be Finn. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's going to look bad in a few hours.
It'll be Felipe in his dress.
Felipe's going to end up in the river.
I think
this is really dark. I'm kidding, guys. Yeah.
I mean, if anything is going to kill Felipe, it'll be the cigarettes.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
That's an Oasis song.
Ooh.
And that segues into...
absolutely nothing.
He's truly keeping it lemon, guys.
Yeah. But as I said, it's the news that Trump's seems to be involved in the Epstein files and the Republicans are all over the place
allegedly.
On it. Yeah, allegedly. Mm. At the end of that round, Liz and Josh have 4 points. Max and Louis have... the same as before, 5.
We're catching up.
We're now going into the campus round. For those that haven't played it before, it's basically just the fill in the blanks round. We have 2 pieces today. The first one is for Louis and Max. Hundreds of students gather in protest for...
They heard that Longboy was on the Epstein files and that he mysteriously died around the same time they started talking about them coming up for the first time, and that's what they were protesting.
We've all seen the clip. Noticeable edit.
We've all seen the clip of Longboy flying to Epstein Island.
He's actually in the background of that famous clip from the 90s of Trump and Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. You just can't see him because he's 3 foot tall.
Yeah, he also
just
gave
like the
Bubba.
Woman.
He was the perfect height to give Bubba a blowjob, though.
Reform Sock had Nigel Farage's social media man, Jack Anderton, on campus.
Yes.
And about 400 people, I think, marched from Heslington Hall, which is the uni's administrative headquarters, for anyone who might not know, all the way to Campus East. Oh, former.
Yeah, former.
Oh, sorry.
It's been moved to on now top of the reception.
Oh, crazy. I didn't know that. Things have changed, they marched all the way to Campus East where this talk was being held. I think it was in the law building, which is actually in my accommodation. So I probably could have gone, but at the same time, I was too busy playing Roblox, which is far more interesting than any kind of Reform Sock event. Obviously, Jack Anderton's a very divisive figure if you've ever read into him. On his blog, it might have been last year, he talked about thinking maybe it would have been better for Britain if we never got involved in World War II, which is, you know, I'm not going to say what that implies, but I guess you could argue a dog whistle. But he also talked about meritocracy, which again, stupid idea. Anyone who thinks of a meritocracy is not a particularly smart person in my eyes, because the idea of meritocracy was literally a joke invented by authors in like the 50s and 40s. But some people took it literally, you know, it's like Harry Potter adults thinking that they can shift into the Harry Potter universe by thinking hard enough or buying all the merch.
Oh, yeah.
But he said some very divisive things. He also talked about bringing back the British Empire and colonization. And I thought, how stupid. But no, Reform got him on and the student union had to release a statement saying, we can't do anything about this. This is a political event.
Yeah.
We cannot get involved because they have a responsibility to enable everyone's level of freedom of speech. Now, that's not freedom of consequence, but if there's no direct harm being done, they can't act.
Yeah.
But a lot of students are obviously very unhappy because The presence for a Reform SOC creates a very tense atmosphere on campus because Reform, the party itself, have kind of waged a culture war, I guess you could argue, towards trans people, queer people in general, and people who aren't originally from Britain.
Yeah.
What
did he say about the protesters?
Oh, I think he called them all like woke lefty loony liberals or something.
He called them deeply, deeply troubled people.
That's actually quite funny. But it's always some kind of, you know, formulate bullshit like that where they'll say, oh yeah, these people are woke or loony lefties, which is also one of my favourites because it's so funny. But
they don't understand. They don't understand why they're wrong, so they can't actually...
Well, they're called the far right for a reason. Yeah. They're too far right to ever realise they're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. I don't think he does. Yeah. But one of my freshers on the stick, he was a Reform UK voter, and we had a big debate in the Salvo smoking area. A great chat, place of debate. I don't know.
Place of wisdom.
He did say that York is a woke, loony woke liberal university. And he was planning to dress up as St. George with a flag for the Langwith... Fun costume night.
Was he going to change his ethnicity to be that of St. George's actual one?
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't St. George's Turkish.
It was a Turkish bacon seller.
Yeah, this one is for Liz and Josh. Blank your launches in York.
Rocket chip.
I don't think we have the budget for that one.
What do you think they do? What do you think they do with it? What do you think all the money's gone in the past few years?
Mumbai.
Yeah.
And Greece.
I like, yeah, Mumbai launches in York. Not York launches in Mumbai. Mumbai, York. Yeah. Mumbai University, York.
Harvey Dowdy's severance plan. Yeah. Small fortune, they lost a great asset.
Volcano due to tectonic disruption.
I'm telling you, there was an earthquake in Tanghal last week. No one believes me.
When?
I can't tell you what day it was.
I live in Tanghal as
well. It was about 10, 11 o'clock. Don't ask me when I was still asleep. It was in the week. And my bed, and everyone in my house also felt this. It shook back and forth.
Do you know if your neighbour perchance looks like Brendan Fraser from hit film The Whale? And do you know if they might have fallen over? Because all I'm saying is that seems like a more logical explanation than an earthquake in one very localised part of York.
I have a theory. We got letters. You might have also got a letter through your door.
Oh, it was the geographic, yeah.
The digging underneath us.
Geological survey, yeah. I doubt that caused an earthquake, because realistically, were they digging right under your house?
Yeah.
It might not have been.
It might have been the whale.
It was just large shakes. I'm not going to... Earthquake might be skepticism.
It might have been the end of Brendan Fraser's The Whale, where he, like, transcends to heaven. But then if he leaves his body at that point, does that mean that his body just falls on the floor?
Yeah.
Think on that one, liberals.
Anyway, returning to the question, it's not a rocket or Mumbai, it is your party.
Oh.
Yay.
I mean, your launches can be used to describe a lot of things. Like, it can be describe a new bus thing. They started filming a film something in a couple of weeks ago. You could describe that as a launch.
Yes, Rich D. Grant, yes.
Are we talking Corbyn's version of your party, Cortana's version of your party?
Well, like your party with a YOR, like your king.
Is this Federalist, your party? Is this Unionist?
It's your party. It's specifically yours. Everyone has their own version.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't quite use your language of describing it as a launch unless we're equating it
wasn't my language.
Equating it to the launch of the Challenger. Space shuttle.
Yeah.
Vision's language.
Well, Vision. No offense to the lovely people at Vision. Love you guys.
Hello, Charlotte.
If you are listening, which is weird if you are, you should be working. It is like a Challenger space shuttle launch because it is just blown up as soon as it's about to leave the atmosphere. Yeah. And now that's a great tragedy. I think your party is too, because Jeremy Corbyn has basically washed away any kind of credibility he's had.
I felt really bad because we were at Freshers' Fair and there was the Socialist Society, and they had all the Your Party flags.
Was it the Socialist
Student Society? And I went up to them and I saw all their Your Party flyers, and it was like 2 days after it had all blown up, and I was just like, really sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I would have been them. I would not have had those front and center. It's embarrassing.
Do you want to have a guess at how many residents turned up to the meeting at the Fulford Social Hall?
I want to say about 155.
12?
30.
Yeah,
I'd
go 30, 40, honestly.
It was 58.
Wow. I was too generous.
Yeah.
And what did Roy say in the comments?
That's right.
I don't know. I haven't looked at this.
Did Roy say woke loony liberal left?
No, he basically did. He said vote reform in massive capitals.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Any comment section in the UK. Though.
I'm not surprised.
They're everywhere.
When they did the student elections, the reform supporters were calling for the Lewis Parry to be waterboarded.
Were they?
Have you seen, because obviously Labour have done their immigration announcements.
Yes.
Elaine Le Pen.
Very unpopular. Their Instagram only got like 50 likes and the top comment was nobody wants this. And there are no positive comments. You can scroll.
Oh yeah, no, not even like the main Labour base want this because it is draconian. No.
Did you see how The Guardian reported that?
I'll give you a live like update.
Is it offensive for me to say the new Home Secretary looks like Elaine Le Pen from Tracy Beaker?
Yeah.
She kind of gives off the same vibes.
Yeah, so the Guardian reported the new possible as Shabana Mahmood puts up the signs up, Britain is full, no blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Crazy. My grandpa came over to the UK in like the late 40s, early 50s, and this was a time where they still wouldn't let Irish people into a lot of boarding houses. Mm. It's insane to think how much it's changed over the last 70 years.
And we're going back the other way.
Because now we're going back. It's like, you know, you know like a roller coaster. You know like one where you roll back, I want to say 13... Alton Towers, where you go backwards. It's kind of like that, right? You think you're going forward, then you hit a wall and then you drop and you go instantly backwards.
Pendulum.
Yeah, quite literally. It's not looking good because we're going to get to a point again where we won't even let in the Irish, even though they are, you know, our friends, despite the fact that our government did oppress them for like hundreds and hundreds of years.
Well, my thing with Shabana Mahmood is that she looks like Anakin in Revenge of the Sith 3.
My sister said to me...
Sorry, Revenge of the Sith 3.
Oh, yeah, so Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
It's the furrowed brow, yeah, I get what you mean. She does not look...
It's like the increasing like darkness underneath the eyes.
Yeah.
She's turning to the dark side.
She did a really annoying thing of like, she was then like, oh, you can't criticise me on my racial policy because I've been the victim of racism. And it was like said that and it just felt so bad.
I don't think it's good. Now I'm saying this as a white guy, so I apologise.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I felt also need to...
Play that funky music.
Look, all I'm thinking is that you shouldn't apply your experiences to everyone else's. The UK is a lovely, diverse country full of all types of people from all types of backgrounds. Racism experience in different many forms to different types of people over many different traits or qualities.
Amen.
Applying it for your personal experience over millions of people is foolish. It is foolish. Because it doesn't justify you in any way. It just means that you feel like you are... righteous in your attack on people coming here, hopefully to get a better life. I've heard that she's planning to, or they're planning to take jewellery from people when they arrive in the UK.
They have rowed back on that a bit.
Well, I hope they have.
It's only because they realise that some other group of people took away jewellery. Yeah.
Another party historically.
It's actually based on Denmark's policy, which is basically the same.
Yeah, don't Denmark send back like something like 98% of all immigrants? It's like a crazy, they're the most extreme country in the world for it.
Yeah. Insane to think about. I think we should look at other countries for immigration policies. Maybe not that one. It's like looking at North Korea as an example of how to lead a good country. I don't know. No offense to my glorious leader, Kim Jong-un, if you're listening.
And a brilliant haircut.
To give some continental balance, or Eritrea, which is Africa's North Korea.
We found this out during layup, didn't we?
Yeah, Eritrea has the worst human rights record in the world. And it is the least free country in the world.
Yeah. It's insane to think about considering how small it is. But
And no one's ever heard of Eritrea, but... Shout out to my brothers in
Eritrea. I have, because of that Benjamin Zephaniah novel.
Yeah.
What's it called? Immigrant Boy. Anyway. That's the end of the episode. Thank you, everyone, who came on.
Thank you for letting me ramble.
The final scores were Liz and Josh had 4, Max and Lee had 5. Making this
you
one
guys stopped at the first round.
Yeah.
And gained no more points.
We didn't need to.
This is the first time in a while that Max's team has won. So well done, Louis.
Yay.
Bring back Felipe.
I only shudder at thinking of what Felipe would have said about Prince Andrew and Jeff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No offense, Felipe.
And the viewers would have eaten it up.
We had to remove his comments about Jeremy Corbyn before, as everybody knows. Yeah.
Now you're going to have to remove you talking about removing his comments.
Pretty much just cut anything I said before the start of the episode.
In fact, we're going to just censor all mention of Felipe from now on. Yeah. Like Jerry Adams, you're going to have someone else voice.
Is he busy tonight?
He's wearing a dress.
He's doing a football social.
In a dress.
What he said about it, it's basically a white wine and dresses social. That is the entire picture.
Jesus Christ, how middle class can you get, eh?
Yeah.
And he has the gall to make fun of news.
We all have the gall to make fun of news.
I don't respect
terrible.
Him.
Thanks for everyone for coming on today. And as usual, if any listeners want to get involved, you can contact us via our email. Can you remind me of it, Max? I've forgotten again.
It's lemonpress-radio@yorksu.org.
Yes, or our Instagram page. Have we had any emails, Max?
No, there's...
Well, you could be the first.
Someone send in an email if you have anything you want us to talk about.
Draw what you imagine we look like.
Yeah, even if it's just... to complain about Felipe, send us an email.
Yeah, we're very busy, guys, so we might not get to yours.
Yes, yeah. Or you can contact us on our Instagram page.
I will respond if I can remember. I look at a lot of the messages on Instagram and I just think... I'll do it fine. And then someone else gets to it and I'm like, oh, that was my job. Even though I didn't say that it was.
Yeah.
I just mentally put it out into the world and hoped that their brains would catch it too, like a dream catcher.
Our president, everyone.
Okay, but I think that is a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Or is it a bagel? You decide.